today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I mean, there's heavy, and then there's heavy, and then there's heavy. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Lenihan, I'm Patrick Foster. Doing a little intro here to part two of our episode with Stephen Routledge, in which he came up with a primer of heavy music for Jim Lenihan. And didn't listen yesterday, definitely go back and check that out. Good setup and some cool stories from Stephen. I wanted to let everyone know, if you're interested in the whole playlist from start to finish, we didn't play all the songs on these two episodes, we got most of them. You can go to the article page that goes with this episode. Go to suburbspod.com. You should see it right there at the top. This will be episode 1466 in your running order, and we're going to embed it right there so you can listen to it or grab a link and follow it on your streamings or just recreate it on your streaming service of choice. So I want to thank Stephen for that. We're going to start off today with a piece of music. We're going to go right into it. This is a song that Jim particularly liked. The band is called Panopticon, and the song is called Dead Loons. It's from their And Again Into the Light album. So here we go with part two.
Okay, I had to stop that, but I didn't want to stop that.
Fantastic.
I wanted to see where this is going. This is very interesting to me. I like it a lot. I will tell you, I'm going to ask you a question first. First of all, the name of this band is?
Panopticon.
Panopticon, and the song is Dead Loons. Have you seen this band live?
I have not. No, I have not seen them live. No. Okay. I've got a live album of theirs, but I've not seen them live, no.
Yeah. I was curious about that because, to me, this seems like the kind of band I would really like to see live, because I have a feeling that they really hold an audience's attention. You know, that it feels like a kind of music that you would like really pay attention to. And what it reminds me of, honestly, it's so funny. I was thinking back to my youth when I was a teenager and was really into playing trombone in the, you know, band and orchestra and all of that kind of stuff. And for a while, I went to a lot of, just as a listener, I went to a lot of classical music concerts, a lot of symphonies and things like that. And when you go to a show like that, you know, very different experience than, say, going to see I don't know where I'm going with this. Very different than going to see, like, you know, a band at the 9:30 club, right? So you sit and you listen to the music, and there's nothing really to watch other than, you know, maybe you watch the conductor a little bit, you know, his movements, but you're there to experience the music, and you really sort of sink into it. And again, I don't know what this band is like on stage, but I have a feeling, you know, maybe for all I know, maybe they're super theatrical. I don't know. But I have a feeling that you could really get into just the listening experience. And it would be very interesting and satisfying. I now you've mentioned this is 11 and a half minute song. I need to go back and listen to this because I really want to see, you know, where it's going, what's going to happen with this. I found it very engrossing.
Excellent. I'm really, really pleased about that, Jimmy. Obviously, we're into a different genre here, so we're into like what you probably call doom metal here.
Mm. Okay.
So as you can tell from the pace, is sort of glacial. But then it does go like ferocious as well. Yeah, it's interesting what you said, Jim, about the orchestra type stuff, because this really for a lot that before the heaviness kicked in, you could have, and I really think with this type of music, this is kind of almost like a soundtrack. It's like a movie soundtrack.
Yeah,
you could imagine some bleak black and white movie playing with this playing over the top of it, and it would sit perfectly on it. It wouldn't feel out of place. And it has a different kind of whole different vibe, but you've also got that intensity to it as well as these like, but you got these beautiful melody lines that were coursing through it, and then you get punched in the face with the full on sort of just wall of noise. I particularly like, there's a couple of, I'm not big into this sort of doom genre. There's a couple of bands, another band on this place called Swallow the Sun, who do a slightly different, they're a Scandinavian band who do a similar sort of thing but a bit more polished. Panopticon, I've actually flagged them up on the show before, back on, when was it, episode 790, and my new music pick, I chose one of their songs called The Pit, which sounds nothing like this. It's like a country folk songs, just solo performed by him on the acoustic, and then with a cello playing with it, and that in fact was my favourite song of that year. I mean, it's pretty bleak as is most of it, but he's kind of, he's not just a noise guy. You know, as you can hear from that, it's almost like a composer constructing a piece of music, when I mentioned Swallow the Sun there, who are another band on this playlist, they put out a live album in last year, and it was called 20 Years of Gloom, Beauty and Despair, which I thought perfectly summed up
nice
kind of what this type of music is like. It's got the gloom and the despair, but it's also got beauty to it as well. It's not just kind of like misery. I mean, there is misery, but it's not just that. There's a beauty to it there, and I'm really glad that you kind of felt that come through a bit there, Jim. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I was just looking up the discography here. A lot of albums.
Yeah, he's sort of self publishes and stuff like that. Give the full sort of the full track a spin. That'll give you more of a feel
All right.
for it.
So, I'm into it. Okay,
absolutely.
Good stuff. Okay, I mean, obviously we're not going through the list, obviously, because we'll be here all night for you. But there's a couple of other bands on here that like Stone Sour and Mastodon, who are probably quite well known.
Yep.
So you're probably familiar with some of their some of their stuff. Alter Bridge, I've mentioned before on the show occasionally. And sort of the Blackbird, the song I picked for them, is more, I call it like a 21st century kind of Stairway to Heaven. It's kind of, it's kind of epic, but it's like got no Tolkien in it. But it, yeah, it melts your face in places with the guitar solos and good melody and stuff. But if we're gonna have one more song, I'd probably just go with the six on the playlist.
There we go. Strength in Numbers by Times of Grace.
Love that one. Loved it.
I did too, man. That's just rock and roll.
Yeah, it was
great. You
know,
put the things that are great about rock and roll, they're all in this recipe, right, that I'm going to bake up for you, serve it to you, and you're going to enjoy it, right? That's what this song is. You know, it's just got all those elements. That you want in a rock song, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it really gets you hyped up with that sort of military beat coming in on the snare, and then it throws a whole lot of stuff at you. You got a bit of the screamo vocals, you got like real nice, really aggressive riffage, and then you got a nice big sort of sing along chorus as well, and it never kind of lets up. And I'm normally, I've got a friend. Terry has a podcast and at the end of the year we do our sort of albums of the year. I do that with him on his show, and he has the question, are you a music or a lyrics guy? And I'm always a music first guy, and then the lyrics will add to that, whereas he tends to be a lyrics first kind of person. But for me, the lyrics are as important on this one as the music, because Times of Grace, again, people who are familiar with the metal scene will probably be aware of this band, or they'll be aware of their other band, that two of the guys, that the basic Times of Grace is two guys, Jesse Leach and Adam Dugovitz. They are from Killswitch Engage, I'm guessing you've probably heard of. Mm-hmm. Jesse Leach was the original vocalist for Killswitch Engage for their first album, but then he left the band because he couldn't cope with life mental health issues, I think, and left the band, and then Howard Jones replaced him, and they went to great continued success, Killswitch Engage. Then he had some health problems of a different nature, left the band, and then in the meantime, Adam Dugovitz, who's one of the guitar players and produces a lot of the stuff for the band, also drums. He just played everything. The only thing he doesn't do is sing, so it's another one of these really annoyingly talented guys who can do everything. Him and Jesse Leach got together and did this album, formed this band Times of Grace, did a tour, played this one album, Hymn of a Broken Man. And as you can tell from the title of the song, the title of the band and of the album, kind of it's all, there's a kind of a spirituality and there's a sort of a mental kind of positivity kind of aspect to it. You know, that when, yeah, so when Howard Jones left Killswitch Engage, Jesse Leach rejoined the band. He's been with them ever since, and they've then subsequently still done a second album that came out last year. But he's really big on promoting sort of mental health for particularly for men, which, you know, because suicide's the biggest killer of men under 50. And so that comes through in the music, you know. And obviously, given my troubles this year, it's kind of particularly out of sight, you know. So I take more from it for that reason. But it also rocks really hard, yeah. Which, because none of that really matters if it doesn't rock hard. I'm glad you like it. Were you familiar with them before, Patrick, or not?
Not very much. No, I'm definitely certainly knew more about Killswitch Engage than them. I love that one too. Yeah, that's a great one. That's going on my radio show. There's no doubt about that.
The album's really good. The second album is much more. It's less hard. It's not as hard edged as that. It's more sort of. I say the second album. I mean, there's 10 years between albums, but it's got more of a kind of an Alice in Chains kind of feel to it. It's not as intense and as metal. It's more sort of atmospheric and slowed down and not so sort of like punch the air. But that is very much punch the air, you know.
Yes.
Kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. This has been great.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So we got this whole playlist here. You put together 10 songs for me, and I will give these all a proper listen. And then certainly some of these I'm going to explore more in depth. So this is great.
Yeah, if you like the Panoptica one, particularly, Jim, then say check out Spoiler of the Sun, because there's also, I mean, they're a bit more proggy. They've produced like a, I mean, the album that followed the one that I've picked a track from on here, that came out, so it's called Songs from the North, and it was a 3-CD, 2.5-hour concept.
Wow.
So probably just steer clear of that, possibly. Just don't start there. You know, that might be a little bit too... But The Emerald Forest and The Blackbird is a really good album and a good place to start with them. But anyway,
Excellent.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks very much, Stephen. And we look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks here.
Yeah, it'll be great. This seems unreal in some ways. But I've ordered my Suburbs Fest t-shirt.
Sweet.
And, got my passport ready, and I'll be there. Yeah, looking forward to it very much indeed.
And I want to mention to listeners too that if you didn't already, you should look up episodes 1333 through 1337, where Stephen and Mike Coley go through the entire Iron Maiden catalog. It's really fun.
It was great.
Yeah, really was
great.
Loved it. Yep. Rep, really, really good.
It was a lot of fun to do as well. We really had a great time doing that. So yeah, no, thanks for letting us do it. It was good.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of the highlights.
I loved it. Okay. Well, let's see if anybody wants to comment on these songs or others maybe that we should listen to. You can call and leave a message. Boy, it's been so long since I've said the number. I got to remember it. 61. No, wait. What is the number?
I know it now. This is so weird. We just had a jump the shark moment. Yes, it is. 612.
440.
1984.
There it is.
612-440-1984. All right. You can call and leave a message, or you can email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram @suburbspod.
Please do.
Oh, here's Shadow. Hey, Shadow.
Hey, Shadow.
There
he is.
Right on cue.
All right. Beautiful.
Okay.
You heard your voice, Patrick.
Yes.
And we're... Stephen, do you want to share your Twitter?
I'm at powderfinger71 on the Twitter. So, just to add, I suppose, that this playlist isn't supposed to be definitive by any stretch of the imagination. It's a toe in the water, see what you like and go from there kind of thing. So, please, anyone looks at this playlist and think, is that it? Then no, it's not it. There is plenty more where that came from, but that's just a start for you.
Yeah, but a great primer for those who are looking to dip a toe in, for sure. It's excellent. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I've been Stephen Routledge.
All right. And we'll talk to y'all later.
for it to pass.
The heaviness kicked in.